Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to take you back to Hunter Biden and how important Hunter Biden actually is to the finances of Joe Biden. Joe Biden can't do the business deals that Hunter Biden is doing. But without Hunter Biden, or excuse me, without Joe Biden, nobody gets any of these deals, including his brother and including his son. There's no way that there was a separation between Joe and Hunter Biden. They both need each other equally. In fact, let me rephrase that. Joe Biden was just a normal senator or vice president making senator or vice president money. If it wasn't for his son and his brother, none of this big money that he received over his career would have ever come into his pockets. And that's exactly why Hunter Biden was caught bragging about the power over his dad in this laptop audio, because he knew that he controlled his father on every single thing he ever needed from his dad, because that's how much money his dad wanted. His dad was bought and paid for by Russian oligarchs. His dad was bought and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party. His dad was bought and paid for by Ukraine. Now, his dad had the influence, the federal government, to do certain things, so people wanted to work with him, right? This was a quid pro quo. That was very clear from the very beginning. If you want to do business in America, and you wanted to do business with Joe Biden, and you wanted influence, that's fine. But you absolutely had to pay for access. And that money and that payment had to come through who? His family. It had to come through his crime family. That's what had to happen. There's no other way to do it. There's no other way around it. This is how crime families work. And that is why Hunter Biden said on this audio recording that I'm going to play for you in just a moment. But before I get to that, I want to tell you real quick about our good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. If you've been paying attention, you've seen the stock market that is in bear territory. We're headed into a recession, and that's why the stock market is plummeting. Now, many economists are predicting now, unfortunately, this is actually just the beginning, and we could see a market pullback well into 2023. Now, when this happens, there is going to be tremendous losses, and there already have been for many Americans in their portfolios. Well, there's been one historical answer to this: gold and precious metals. In the 08 crash, when the markets dipped, gold went up, and that's what we're seeing right now. Legacy Precious Metals is the company that I use and I trust when investing in gold and precious metals, and they can advise you on whether gold is right for you right now. So whether it becomes a part of your retirement account or having physical metals shipped to you, you need to call them and get in touch with the experts so that you can protect your hard-earned dollars. Call them 1-866-751-2218. That's 1-866-751-2218. Or you can download right now the gold guide, the comprehensive gold guide at Legacy PM Investments, legacypminvestments.com. All right, now let me get back to explaining to you the timing of all of this. Basically, whatever his dad, whatever he needed, whatever he wanted, whatever he told his dad to do, his dad was going to do it because that's how the money flowed.
He'll talk about anything that I want him to, that he believes in. If I say this is important to me, then he will work a way in which to make it a part of his platform. My dad respects me more than he respects anyone in the world, and I know that to be certain. So it is not going to be about whether my dad thinks it's going to affect his politics.
By the way, it wasn't about affecting his politics. It was about affecting his pocketbook. And if Hunter Biden called and said, I need you to do this, Dad. I need you to meet with this person. I need to be on Air Force Two. I need you to play golf with my business dealers and deals. I need you to get the guy who's investigating Burisma, the company that I'm on the board for corruption. I need you to get him fired. I need you to get him to go away. I need you to get him to disappear. Joe Biden would do it because that's how the money comes in. Which brings me to part three of what's happened in the last 24 hours. There's a new article that has come out. Hunter Biden, we're now being told, actually met, and his father knew about it, with a Russian oligarch who is now wanted for murder. When his father was the second most powerful man in the world, Hunter Biden met in Russia with at least four Putin Russian oligarchs closely aligned with the Kremlin, including one who is now wanted for murder in the country, the Post is now reporting. The meeting with this man, Telman Ismailov, took place on February the 17th, 2012. That also tells you how long the Biden crime family has been active. At a Moscow headquarters of AST Group, his vast holding company, which once owned a publishing house, a tour company, and had a telecom division, according to the Moscow Times. This man has been accused in 2017 by Russian authorities of paying $2 million for the murder of two entrepreneurs, enterprisers, a year earlier. Vladimir Savkin, a shopping mall magnate, and Yuri Brilev, founder of a motor company, were both bumped off on a highway in Moscow. They were killed over a business dispute with the oligarch who Hunter Biden met with and apparently was doing business with back in 2012. This, according to the Investigative Committee of Russia, the country's primary federal investigation agency, they went to kill these dudes for a reason. Now, this man, Telman, is accused of paying for the murders of these two individuals. And Biden also met, we're being told, with Vladimir, a man who was very close to Vladimir Putin during his time, because if you're an oligarch, it's only because Vladimir Putin says you're an oligarch. A lawyer for Telman did not respond to requests for comment from the Post about either the alleged murders or the Hunter Biden meeting that he had. but told Radio Free Europe that the charges were bogus and a result of political and economic persecution by the Russian Federation. In February, that oligarch was granted asylum in Montenegro. I wonder why. It's unclear what Hunter Biden wanted with the man, but the trip was part of a two-day meet and greet between Hunter and wealthy oligarchs in the country, which at least in part focused on seeking foreign cash for his company, Rosemont Realty. It's an offshoot of Hunter Biden's Rosemont Seneca Partners. The investment company was co-founded by Hunter Biden, Devin Archer, and Chris Hines. Chris Hines, you guessed it, is related to John Kerry. Now, you have John Kerry's family member in business with Hunter Biden and Devin Archer. Two of the top Democrats in the country's sons are doing business and meeting. Their companies are meeting with Russian oligarchs at a time when the Russians are clearly our adversary. Now, it wasn't just one meeting. It was a flurry of meetings. And it raises a lot of questions about what matters were discussed and whether the oligarchs sought any feathered access to Hunter Biden's father. We also know by connecting the dots now that on February the 22nd of 2012, and if you're listening to this, please, I'll say it again, take all this information, take this show, and share it with your friends, because the media is not going to connect any of these dots for you. They're not going to act like this is even happening. On February the 22nd, 2012, just days after returning from Russia, we know now that Hunter Biden met with then Vice President Joe Biden at his home in the Naval Observatory. His calendar shows us that. You go to Russia, meet with a bunch of oligarchs, get a bunch of business deals going, and you go meet with the Vice President of the United States of America, who's your dad, about how the crime family was going. Quote, the only reason someone other than a crack dealer or a hooker would want to meet Hunter Biden is to get to his dad. That's what Jim Hansen, president of the Security Studies Group, said. He said they were selling access. It was their business model. The Biden family was involved in capitalizing on Joe's political career. Ironically, it was also Joe Biden who lambasted President Trump over his fake ties to Russia that were never there. Donald Trump's entire presidency has been a gift to Putin. Then-candidate Biden said in June 2020, unlike Trump, I'll defend our democratic values and stand up to aristocrats like Putin. Really? Because you were in bed with him, dude. The other billionaire oligarchs penciled into Hunter Biden's calendar, which the Post also has found on a hard drive Hunter Biden abandoned at that Delaware computer repair shop in April of 2019, include the CEO of the Russian state-owned conglomerate, Rostec. We also know that he met with the president of the Russian holding company, a company that was a part of the Russian real estate explosion of corruption. Hunter's trips to Russia came before their aggression in Ukraine, at a time when the Obama administration was, quote, looking to reset relations between the two countries. Isn't that interesting? And then all of a sudden you go into Ukraine and you get on this board of Burisma and you make millions of dollars that way. And then we find out you're getting millions of dollars from the Russians. And then you're working with Russian human trafficking. And your dad's wiring you money for your hooker obsession with Russian hookers. Quote, when Republicans take back the House in January, the Biden family's shady association with Russia and China must be investigated. Perhaps Hunter's relationship with foreign nationals explains why the Biden administration has an American last foreign policy. That's what one congresswoman said this week after the Post exposed all of this and released the voicemail that clearly shows that Joe Biden knew everything about Hunter Biden's business dealings because he was the kingpin of all of it. I'll play the voicemail again. This is going back to 2018, and this is a clear, clear voicemail from Joe Biden to his son about his business dealings and an article about their business dealings with the Chinese Communist Party.
Hey, pal, it's Dad. It's 8:15. Wednesday night, if you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think it's clear. And Anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you.
There it is. I think you're clear. So you read an article about China, right? You're reading an article about your son's Chinese business dealings and your brother's Chinese business dealings, and you look at the American people during the campaign, and every day since the White House, you say, I've never spoken about my son's foreign business dealings. If there's any one quote that keeps coming back up in my head, it's this one. When ABC News did that exclusive interview with Hunter Biden trying to get move on past all of this, he did say one thing that was truthful, and it was this. Without his connections to his father, without his father's connections and the highest level of the government, without his father being the vice president, without his father being the president, I think it's clear Hunter Biden would probably be homeless.
If not more.
In the list that you gave me of the reasons why you're on that board, you did not list the fact that you were the son of the vice
president. Of course,
president.
Yeah. No.
What role do you think that played?
I think that it is impossible for me to be on any of the boards that I just mentioned without saying that I'm the son of the vice president of the United States.
You were paid $50,000 a month for your position?
Look, I'm a private citizen. One thing that I don't have to do is sit here and open my kimono as it relates to how much money I make or did or didn't. But it's all been reported.
If your last name wasn't Biden, do you think you would have been asked to be on the board of Burisma?
I don't know. Probably not. I don't think that there's a lot of things that would have happened in my life that that if my last name wasn't Biden.
Why did you?
I don't think there's a lot of things that would have happened in my life if my last name wasn't Biden. I think we can all agree that that was him actually being honest. He's a bag man. That's what he is. He's a bag man for the family business. And Joe Biden needed the bag man, because without the bag man that is Hunter Biden and his brother, none of this money comes into the crime family. He's a bag man. Let's stop acting like this family is not a crime family. Let's stop acting like this family isn't one of the most corrupt families in the history of this country. And how, why are they getting away with it? How the hell are they getting away with it? It's actually pretty darn simple. You may be asking yourself this question, why is the White House totally silent on this story? Because this is only a third of the story that's just broken over the last couple of days. Not only was Hunter Biden clearly talking about business dealings, not only was Hunter Biden working with his father on China, showing that Joe Biden's clearly a liar when he claims he never spoke with Hunter Biden about his business dealings, but we have audio recordings of him saying it. It's not just text, it's audio recordings. Now, I'm going to play that for you because I think it's important for you to hear Joe Biden in his own words. This is back in 2018. This is a voicemail of Joe Biden. And I want you to imagine, Donald Trump Jr. put this out, and he was absolutely right when he said it. He goes, imagine this was me. It's the only story you'd hear about for months, but crickets for crackhead, our media is beyond broken. What this voicemail from Joe Biden to Hunter Biden saying he wants to discuss their China business deals, the 10% for the big guy is part of this business deal. And the fact is, Dad is saying this in a voicemail, and we have it. This is criminal, folks. Listen very carefully, Joe Biden's voicemail.
Hey, pal, it's Dad. It's 8:15. On Wednesday night, if you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think it's clear. And anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you.
I think you're clear. Well, that means if you're clear that you know about the business dealings. Right? Like, if you're clear, then you know about the business dealings. Now, I said this is only part of the story. There's another story that has come out. And this is about Joe Biden's money actually ended up in human trafficking ring through Hunter Biden. Now, I want to be clear. I don't know if Joe Biden knew that the money he was giving his son was actually going to a human trafficking ring. But at this point, does it really matter? Because clearly this money in the family was involved and used for a lot of crimes. I want you to listen to this report from Waters World, from Fox, as they expose this.
What if we told you some of Joe Biden's money may have wound up in the hands of a human trafficking ring? And what if that human trafficking ring was run out of Russia? We're not kidding. According to the Washington Examiner, in early 2019, Hunter spent over 30 G's on Russian sex workers. And it was the big guy who was footing the bills, sending Hunter at least $100,000 all in one month. And it looks like Hunter was using it to pay Russian prostitutes. Newly obtained text messages by the Examiner shows one instance where Hunter negotiated the price of a 16-hour tryst, costing him a pretty penny, too. Almost $10,000. But here's the kicker. Less than 90 minutes after Hunter received wire instructions, his dad, Joe, just happened to send him $5,000. Are we supposed to assume that it's just all a coincidence? Will you be the judge? And just hours later, still short of the full escort's fee, Hunter got into what appears to be a little dispute with the sex trafficking ring, telling his Russian point person that the escort didn't speak English and was frustrated. Well, Hunter's father barely speaks English, so I don't see why that was a problem. He even recorded a video with the escort to prove he's been a good customer. Watch this.
Is anything hurt on you? Anything? I was literally saying, I'm sorry that it took so long to give you $10,000. Have I ever touched you in a bad way? Ever? Have I asked you every time if I could touch you? Every time. Sweetheart, look at me. You cannot talk to me that way and say things like that. Because I'm more respectful than anyone you've ever met.
Yeah. Hunter is the most respected.
By the way, that's Hunter Biden putting on camera a prostitute saying that you can't speak English and you can't talk to me that way. And I gave you $10,000 and I haven't touched you. I'm nice to you. I've been the nicest guy ever with you, the prostitute. And he's sending that video, I guess, to the connect to the person running the human trafficking, sex trafficking ring, saying, why did you send me this chick who can't speak English? Like, this is all there hours after the money is coming in from Joe Biden. And then he's telling that prostitute, you ought to be glad you got sent to my house because I am the nicest person you've ever had sex with, or that paid you, I guess, to have sex. I'm the nicest person ever. So when you see this story, it's a big deal, right? It's one that we should all know and talk about. This is a really big deal. Did Joe Biden know he was financing his son's sex with escorts ring from Russia? I don't know, but I do know he knew his son had major problems. I would assume he knows he had a thing for prostitutes. Why would President Joe Biden wire a 52-year-old son $100,000 to help him pay his bills from December 2018 through January 2019? I'll tell you exactly why. Because his son was running the crime family ring, and you keep everybody happy. He didn't care his son was an addict. He exploited it. You don't give $100,000 to a 52-year-old addict because you know what they do. They go on a bender, which is exactly what clearly Hunter Biden did every time he got his hands on money. It took millions and millions of dollars. $30,000 on sex workers between November the 18th and March of 19, records show, including many linked to Russian-based email addresses and connected to an exclusive model agency called Uber GFE. They can now confirm. The best part is one Democrat actually tried to defend Hunter Biden using Uber GFE because they, quote, support Ukraine. I'm not joking. On their website, apparently, it actually says we support Ukraine. On their website, it also says, please note this website is for adults only. And if you are under the age of 21 years, please leave this site now. Uber GFE is intended for adult viewing, it says, only, and may contain sensual or erotic pictures. Only those legally entitled to access adult sites per your country's pertaining laws can enter the Uber GFE website. Apparently, he was a great customer of the website. That's why I thought he could take a video showing this woman doesn't even speak English, right? The woman doesn't even speak English. Come on. The screenshot shows that Joe Biden sent money to Hunter, and Hunter went and got the prostitutes. Joe Biden also then wired $105,000 while his son was actively engaged with one escort and was also convinced to send another $20,000 to pay for his stay at a New York drug rehabilitation program that never came to fruition. Exactly what a drug addict would do. Lie to the family. Oh, I need $20,000. I'm going to go to rehab. Never went. Said what he'd do. Went, got high, and got more hookers. In a series of reports in October 2020, the New York Post first detailed the business dealings of President Biden's younger son in Ukraine and China based on documents and data found on the laptop. What did the mainstream media say? Not a word. We know after the election that Hunter Biden came out and said, hey, I'm under federal investigation for possible tax fraud stemming from his overseas business dealings. And House Republicans want his longtime partner, Eric Swearin, to turn over documents they believe link the president to all of those relationships. But remember, Hunter Biden's laptop, you weren't even allowed to link to stories to. You would get shut down from Facebook and Twitter and others if you even talked about it. And the media refused to cover it before the election because that's how bad they needed to rig the election. 22,000 emails, as well as photos and now videos and now text messages. Here's what we know about Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden is a troubled man who doled out more than $30,000 to Russian escorts between November of 18 and March of 19, and there's no indication in the cell phone backup messages contained on the laptop, right, that Joe Biden didn't know his son wasn't in trouble. Now, there's no indication that Joe Biden knew the money was directly that he was sending his son was going to spend on sex workers either. Want to be clear, because I think we should be intellectually honest about this. We shouldn't make connections that aren't actually there. But what we know is he knew his son was troubled, and why would you give this much money to an addict? Well, when your son's running your crime family business, you give him, I guess, whatever the hell he wants, and that includes sex workers from Russia. In one February 2019 message to a woman named Eva, Hunter Biden told the point of contact that Uber GFE that his accounts were temporarily frozen since trying to pay her workers with Russian email accounts was too much of a red flag for his bank. That's a lot of transactions. Eva referred to Hunter using his first name, Robert, in the text message photos show. She also asked him to send the funds by wire like he did it before the messages show. So he was very used to sending big paychecks to Russian sex workers and these corrupt crime syndicates of the Kremlin. Not only does the voicemail left by President Joe Biden to Hunter Biden prove that he was clearly heavily involved in the business dealings, the crime, I would call it, the crimes that were committed by the Biden family. But it also tells you just how much the media is in the pocket of the left. State-sponsored media at this point. That's exactly what this is. It is state-sponsored media, and it has been for a long time. But they should be doing this story. This story should be exploding right now. This story, right, should be huge because this isn't the only part of the story that's so big. Right now, the media is also being silent on the other big story, and that's the Russian prostitute counterintelligence scandal. The strange saga of Hunter Biden's waylaid laptop constitutes one of the bigger scandals in the recent history of American journalism and politics to not be covered. In the last month of the 2020 election campaign, Democrats, much of the media, and big tech all worked together to suppress discussion of the laptop by saying it wasn't authentic. They did so in a manner that reeked of collusion between all of them. The impact of the suppression on the election is difficult to gauge. However, since nobody had effectively killed relevant reporting in such a nakedly partisan manner before, well, we now know it probably had a massive impact. In the more than 20 months since that all happened, the media has gradually decided that maybe there's something there after all. Now, it's not because they actually want to report it. It's because many in the media are starting to become disenfranchised with Joe Biden and realize that Joe Biden needs to go. That's the only reason why they're doing it now. The original content that the laptop from hell was mere Russian disinformation has given ground to the reality that it was the careless first son's property. And the media just wanted to look the other way because they wanted Biden to win. The Washington Examiner commissioned a forensic examination that proved it was authentic, and then other news outlets were forced to say it was. The New York Times has said, okay, it's real. The Washington Post has said now, okay, it's real. NBC News has now said it's real. Politico, all of them grudgingly admitted that it's really Hunter Biden's laptop, and the stored information containing therein is in fact real, which means the voicemail is real, which means that the White House and Joe Biden are liars, and the media is helping him lie to cover it all up. Let me go up to Gutfeld for just a second and listen to this point that he makes where he's spot on.
When Joe could still pronounce words. Now, I'd call that call a smoking gun, but then Hunter would try to puff it. So what's that say, really? Well, that the president's denials were more full of a toilet at Taco Bell. He did discuss Hunter's shady dealings with his son, and he knew enough from Hunter to worry about this New York Times piece. Because the piece featured certain shady people Hunter was trying to do business with using his daddy's name. So while the media had everyone chasing the Steele dossier, which involved made-up Russian prostitutes, Donald Trump and bedsheets paved with gold, there were actual real Russian prostitutes making a killing off Hunter Biden, which was financially covered by Pop. That, according to the Washington Times. Yeah, it appears President Biden paid for his son's frolics with an escort ring based in Russia before he became president. And I got to say, what a cool dad. Yeah. All my dad got me was a baseball glove and a Schwinn. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the glove and the bike, but it's no hookers. Dad. No wonder I stopped growing. Everybody in my block got hookers. I got a bike. Anyway, it's being reported that Joe paid for the sex inadvertently. But doesn't Joe do everything inadvertently? He's the Mr. Magoo of presidents. The guy's so clueless, people from his son to woke staffers can run scams on him from morning to night. Even the teens at Baskin-Robbins have been putting mayonnaise in his cone and telling him it's French vanilla. Just for a laugh. And I'm fairly certain Joe is the only person to have actually returned a phone call about his lapsed car insurance. In this case, the Times reports that Joe wired his son 100 grand to help him pay bills from December 2018 to January 2019. That's six figures in just a few months. But in fairness to Hunter, you know how expensive organic kale, eggs, and chicken is at Whole Foods. And also, there's the whores. They're more expensive than gluten-free boxed water, which is why I cut back on the water. But it makes you view the Steele dossier in a different light. Now, do you see why it was pushed so hard and why the press refused to let it go? It was all a diversion from the real stuff, this stuff. The dossier was a decoy from the real sex scandal, which has always been a typical Democratic strategy. If they are guilty of something really bad, they will accuse you of it first. Well, before you have time to figure out it was them doing it all along. You know, it's why I keep accusing my wife of wearing my underwear. Yeah. So what? That means he's wearing her underwear. Good job, Columbo. So while Democrats and media obsess over one day in January, they don't want you interested in how those protesters ended up there, why they were angry. That's a root cause they won't chase because it leads right back to them and their corruption and their collusion. January 6th came from a sense that we were all being screwed by institutions working together. You know, what Time magazine happily called a cabal. Remember, they boasted about swaying the election afterwards. So many of the protesters behaved badly. They broke the law and they will pay for it. But their overarching instincts about saving the country from a corrupt system is the product of sanity. That's why the Hunter Biden laptop story scares the media so much. It proves so many people right. It was a bombshell story buried under mutual agreement between the most powerful entities in America. And if you brought the story up, you'd be fitted for a tinfoil hat in minutes, thrown off social media, and labeled a crazed conspiracy theorist. And the goal? To get the guy out that they hated so much and bring in the feeble old man they could control behind the scenes like a human drone. All it takes are note cards and a few pallets of Depends.
He's referring, of course, to those note cards that say, offshore wind drop by sequence of events. The president's card he held up that he didn't realize the media was going to take a picture of, where it says, you, all capital letters, enter the Roosevelt room and say hello to the participants. You, all capital letters, take your, all capital letters, seat. Press enters. You, deliver brief comments. You ask Liz Schuller, president of the AFL-CIO, a question. No, Liz is joining virtually. You think participants. You depart, all capital letters. This is how you deal with a guy that's clearly not in charge of the country. The point that Gutfeld was making and is making now is there are two very important stories happening side by side. It's the same point that I've been talking about now for days. And these two different stories, one is one day, January 6th, where they refuse to let that go because they want to make it where you don't get a chance to decide who you want to be president. They want to end forever Donald Trump's political career. The same people that tried to overthrow the will of the people are the ones doing this now, the same exact people. They want to make sure that you and your leaders are disqualified from serving this country. That's how much power they believe they have. And they're on their way to do it right now. They want you to believe that Donald Trump tried to grab the wheel of the steering wheel, right? And that he tried to, you know, literally strangle a Secret Service agent. That he was totally unhinged. They also want you to believe in testimony that the president wanted Mike Pence to be hung. They talked about that as well. Now, as the story continues to become unraveled, they don't care. They don't care that they're lying to you. This last lie, the one that's the most just absurd, is that Donald Trump didn't want to stop the rioters because he thought Pence deserved to be hanged. They actually went with this. Listen.
Conversation, and in the crossfires, you know, I heard briefly like what they were talking about, but in the background, I had heard conversations in the Oval dining room at that point, talking about the hang Mike Pence chance.
Liz that Cheney. Ended, Ms. Listen, this is Liz Cheney setting up this witness. You ready for this, Ms. Hutchinson? I need to ask you a question. I'm Dick Cheney's daughter. I'm the one that hates the president more than anybody. Listen to me.
Hutchinson, with you recalling that you heard the president, Mr. Meadows, and the White House counsel discussing the hang Mike Pence chance, and then you described for us what happened next.
Wasn't until Mark hung up the phone, handed it back to me. I went back to my desk. A couple minutes later, him and Pat came back, possibly Eric Hirschman too. I'm pretty sure Eric Hirschman was there. But I'm confident it was Pat that was there. I remember Pat saying something to the effect of, Mark, we need to do something more. They're literally calling for the vice president to be effing hung. And Mark had responded something to the effect of, you heard him, Pat. He thinks Mike deserves it. He doesn't think they're doing anything wrong. To which Pat said something, this is effing crazy. We need to be doing something more. Briefly stepped into Mark's office. And when Mark had said something, to the effect of, he doesn't think they're doing anything wrong, knowing what I had heard briefly in the dining room, coupled with Pat discussing the hang Mike Pence chance in the lobby of our office, and then Mark's response, I understood there to be the rioters in the Capitol that were chanting for the vice president to be hung.
Let me pause here on this point. As rioters chanted hang Mike Pence, the president of the United States, Donald Trump, said that, quote, Mike deserves it, and that those rioters were not doing anything wrong.
This is the story that the media hopes you'll believe. That this woman, who has already lied, and we know it, right? Already lied. We know that the lies already happened. About this idea that Donald Trump trying to, you know, strangle a Secret Service agent and commandeer the car to go back to the Capitol. Right, that this is what Donald Trump was doing, and now the Secret Service and the driver are saying never happened. They now want you to believe that he's sitting there at the White House saying, well, go hang Mike Pence, my vice president. They should do it. And they want you to believe that all this is totally real. The same way that they told you that Russian collusion was real. The same people that told you that Russian collusion was real. Okay? The same exact people that told you that Russian collusion was real. The entire time they knew it was a lie. The entire time they knew Hillary Clinton paid for it. They now want you to believe them all over again.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we didn't
the problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into it, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's C-H-O-Q.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben.
What's the media not covering? The fact that we now know that Joe Biden's been lying to you the entire time about his business dealings. And on the laptop, we know that there's that audio recording. And that audio recording is, hey, bud, just want to talk to you about China and our business dealings. Hope you're doing all right. No rush. But this article that's coming out tomorrow, I just read it online. It looks good. I like it. I like the article. It's really good stuff. Love you, Dad. Hey, American people, I never talked to my son about his foreign business dealings, but I did call him at 8:15 at night on a Wednesday night to let him know that the China article looked great.
Hey, Palace Dad, it's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, is going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think it's clear. And anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you.
There it is. There it is. You know, I love you, right? I love you. Love you, man. Thanks for all you're doing for the family business and making us rich. Oh, by the way, I'll send you some cash and you can go get you some more hookers, right? Because we know that part of the story has come out as well. Nobody wants to talk about the human trafficking money that ended up in the hands of the Russians. Nobody wants to talk about that. Now, I will, and Fox News will, but that's about it. Listen to this.
What if we told you some of Joe Biden's money may have wound up in the hands of a human trafficking ring? And what if that human trafficking ring was run out of Russia? We're not kidding. According to the Washington Examiner, in early 2019, Hunter spent over 30 G's on Russian sex workers. And it was the big guy who was footing the bills, sending Hunter at least $100,000 all in one month. And it looks like Hunter was using it to pay Russian prostitutes. Newly obtained text messages by the Examiner shows one instance where Hunter negotiated the price of a 16-hour tryst, costing him a pretty penny, too. Almost $10,000. But here's the kicker. Less than 90 minutes after Hunter received wire instructions, his dad, Joe, just happened to send him $5,000. Are we supposed to assume that it's just all a coincidence? Will you be the judge? And just hours later, still short of the full escort's fee, Hunter got into what appears to be a little dispute with the sex trafficking ring, telling his Russian point person that the escort didn't speak English and was frustrated. Well, Hunter's father barely speaks English, so I don't see why that was a problem. He even recorded a video with the escort to prove he's been a good customer. Watch this.
Is anything hurt on you? Anything? I was literally saying, I'm sorry that it took so long to give you $10,000. Have I ever touched you in a bad way? Ever? Have I asked you every time if I could touch you? Every time. Sweetheart, look at me. You cannot talk to me that way and say things like that.
This is him recording him talking to the Russian prostitute, talking about how she doesn't speak English, saying that he's treated her with more respect than anybody else would respect a hooker. This is, he recorded this on video and is complaining about the quality of the hooker who he says, I just paid $10,000 for.
Because I'm more respectful than anyone you've ever met.
Yeah. Hunter is the most respectable person ever. Investigative reporter Andrew Kerr of the Washington Examiner.
This is the story the media you would think would cover. The president lied. The president did know about all the business dealings and was heavily involved in the business dealings and these corrupt business dealings. We now know that. He said he wants to talk to him about the article about China coming out tomorrow. It's in the voicemail. We have it. The president is a liar and we know this. Even The Hill reported this week in shocking new details that Hunter Biden frequently covered family expenses, new text messages reveal, which means all of their money was commingled. And Joe Biden knew that Hunter Biden was paying his bills through all of their business dealings.
Over the weekend, we learned that Hunter's lucrative business dealings often included giving as much as 50% of his earnings to his dad, President Joe Biden, according to text messages on the old laptop.
The text read, quote, "I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years, Hunter allegedly said to his daughter Naomi in 2019. Quote, "It's really hard, but don't worry. Unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary." Pop is in reference to the president.
Yeah, no big deal there, right? Just look the other way. Act like this never happened. Kellyanne Conway was on TV recently, and she said, "We now know through NBC News that Biden lied to us that Hunter made no money off his presidency. We just now know that is not true."
So now we know through NBC News, Washington Post, not a right-wing conspiracy, Sean, we know that this was real. And we also know that of that $11 million, $5.8 million is from two Chinese deals. The other money comes from Burisma Holdings, an energy company. Now, we know Joe Biden has no energy, and we know Hunter Biden has no energy experience. So we still have questions. Joe Biden lied in the debate in 2020, lied to all of us. Like, they lie every day now. They lied. He lied by saying that Hunter, quote, made no money off of his presidency, made no money in China. What? You see the facts now coming through NBC News.
And it's not just the reporting that you just heard. There's more that has come out of this laptop that the media is not covering. Hunter Biden's emails that are still leaking out, right, are still being recovered from that laptop, are now showing they received money from foreign corporations for setting meetings between then his business partners and, yes, his father. Listen to this reporting.
As power grew, so did the money. It really all kicked off in 2013 when the Biden family business picked up steam after Vice President Biden boarded on to Air Force Two, destined for Beijing, China. Alongside him was the smartest man he knew, his son, Hunter, who was on the trip strictly for business that day. He was about to start up the Biden Family Global Affair. And what better time to launch it than when you have the Vice President of the United States ready at your disposal? Hunter, being the opportunist that he is, set up an introduction between his dad, the Vice President, and a shady Chinese businessman named Jonathan Lee in a Chinese hotel lobby. That meeting was as sweet as apple pie. The two shook hands, and it was later described as a good social meeting. And the reward was even better. Just like that, the Biden family was offered a $20 million fortune 10 years later. A full 10% stake in a Chinese finance company directly backed by the Communist Party. And to sweeten the deal, Hunter got to sit on their board and play businessman. But the best part of it, the Bidens finally had some street cred in China. No better time to milk dirty Chinese money than when Joe had some bills to pay and Hunter had a crack addiction to fund. So in 2015, the Bidens began cashing in checks from a giant Chinese energy conglomerate that serves as the arm of the Communist Party's Belt and Road Initiative.
All this information, by the way, that you're hearing right now is public knowledge. Anybody could report this the same exact way that I'm playing you this report right now from Fox. Because we all have it, right? That's why I can give it to you. ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, The New Yorker, The New York Times, The LA Times, USA Today. They could all run everything that you're being told right now. This is not exclusive information. It has been released. But what do they want you to believe? Ho-ho. They want you to believe that the president of the United States of America attacked a Secret Service agent, tried to choke him out, and he tried to commandeer a vehicle, even though, at least, I will give credit, NBC News is now saying that never happened.
All right, Peter Alexander joins us tonight. Peter, I know you have some major new reporting. A source close to the Secret Service is telling you that the lead agent disputes some of Hutchinson's testimony.
Yeah, so let's walk right through that now, Tom, if we can. That source close to the Secret Service tells me that both the lead agent, Bobby Engel, and the driver of that presidential limousine, the SUV, are prepared to testify under oath that neither man was assaulted and that Mr. Trump never lunged for the steering wheel. Again, we haven't heard from either of these individuals under oath publicly. They did both testify in the past. It's unclear whether they were asked a specific question as related to this incident. We are reaching out to the committee for more details on that.
They want you to believe the story, though, because it's just too good not to tell you. The real story, all this info on Hunter Biden. No. We have it. We just don't want you to know it.
A direct national security threat to the United States. It wasn't just Hunter. Even Joe's own brother, Jim, got involved. The two of them raked in almost $5 million from these Chinese oligarchs, most of it from consulting fees. It didn't take a genius to realize these guys reeked of corruption. One of the company's top dogs, a guy by the name of Patrick Ho, was put under FISA surveillance by the United States intelligence arm for bribing African leaders and helping Iran evade U.S. sanctions. Seriously. But Hunter actually saw some more dollar signs out of it. He flaunted his Yale law degree and somehow got the Chinese to pay $1 million for his legal services. They even gave him a 3-carat diamond. Big rock. Now, the guy ended up in jail because, well, Hunter's no criminal attorney. They didn't know that, but hey, Hunter got a quick million. It's what Bidens do. The Biden family business was booming in China, and Joe couldn't help but get directly involved. When scheming up a joint Chinese company, emails show they were openly talking about cutting 10% of the deal for the big guy. If there was ever any doubt as to who the big guy is, Hunter's former business partner, Tony Bobulinski, made it clear for us.
It has 10% for the big guy held by H. I 1,000% sit here and know that the big guy is referencing Joe Biden. That's crystal clear to me because I lived it. I met with the former vice president in person multiple times.
Joe told us he never once talked to his son about his deals. Well, I guess he's just a lying dog-faced pony soldier then.
I love this. Over and over again, right? Joe Biden said, I never talked about the business dealings. Well, we got a voicemail that says, not only were you lying about that, but you were all up in it because you even knew about the articles coming out about the business dealings of the family in China. But don't worry. Media is not going to touch this, folks. No. They want you to believe that Donald Trump tried to choke out a Secret Service agent and commandeered the vehicle, grabbing the wheel like a psychotic man to go back to the Capitol on January 6th. That's what they want you to know. Or that's what they want you to believe.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them.
And then
you get into, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days,
maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben.
Last night, there was a conversation about this with three different people, one former congressman, two congressmen. James Comer said this. Listen about Hunter Biden.
Congressman Comer, you know, Hunter Biden's been prancing around the White House as if there's nothing wrong. I used to chair the committee that you're about to chair. Tell us about where you're being stonewalled with this Hunter Biden investigation.
Well, we found out that Hunter Biden has had 150 suspicious activity reports filed against various accounts that he and Jim Biden, the president's brother, have. That's unprecedented, Jason. A normal person in America never has any bank violations. Less than 0.1% of people ever have any bank violations. They've had 150, which I would say is more than any person in the history of America. These are the most serious banking violations you can have. There's suspicion of money laundering, suspicion of receiving money from terrorist groups, or suspicion of money from bad actors in foreign countries. Before Joe Biden became president, under the Obama administration, the Bush administration, any member of Congress could go to the Treasury Department and request suspicious activity reports. These were put into place, again, to catch funneling money to terrorist cells in the United States. I mean, it's unheard of. He's had 150 of these violations. Once we determined this, then I went to Treasury, requested the SARs on Hunter Biden. They said, no, we changed the rules. You can't do that anymore. This started getting press. We started leaking out that the Treasury Department was stolen all of this. Then they came back and said, okay, we'll make an exception. If you can get a single Democrat to sign on the request with you, then we'll give you the request. And obviously, Jason, as you can imagine, no Democrats are interested in signing on.
150 suspicious activity reports. These are reports that come up when you're dealing with terrorism, money laundering, suspicion receiving money from terrorist groups, suspicion of money from bad actors in foreign countries. And Hunter Biden's bank accounts and his uncle's bank accounts, 150 of these have come against him while his dad's been the vice president and or the president. They wanted to get him, and guess what? Oh, no, you got to find a Democrat to sign on. Otherwise, you can't see the information. So if you take just a step back here and you look at this, the Biden administration, this is a fact now, sold 1 million barrels of our oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves to a Chinese communist oil company that Hunter Biden has financial ties to during an energy crisis. How is that not an impeachable offense? How is that not somehow an impeachable moment where you say, okay, it's clear that Hunter Biden is running this White House, or Joe Biden isn't running, or maybe he is, but they're whoring it out because apparently they just don't care. They don't care. Now, this is the same White House who has said, oh, well, he'll get rid of all of his financial ties. Listen to what Jesse Waters had to say about this on Fox as well.
Fox News alert. Joe Biden sold nearly 1 million barrels of oil to a Chinese gas company that his son Hunter may still indirectly own a stake in. This is according to the Washington Free Beacon. The Biden administration announced in April they were selling strategic petroleum reserve barrels to the Chinese state-owned oil company Unipec, also known as Sinopec. But in 2015, Hunter's firm, BHR, bought a nearly $2 billion stake in Sinopec. In November, Hunter's attorney claims he divested his stakes in his Chinese holdings. But as of March, Chinese records still listed him as a 10% owner in the firm, BHR Partners, which a Georgetown...
By the way, BHR Partners, if he still owns a 10% stake in it, would be worth, we assume, based on what they own, tens of millions, if not more than $100 million. So if you have this much financial stake and you're involved with these types of shady people like the Chinese Communist Party and this oil company, and all of a sudden you have the power as the president of the United States of America to direct where our strategic oil reserves are going, and you send them from the strategic petroleum reserves, and you do a deal with the Chinese Communist Party, and you send it directly to the firm and only to the firm that Hunter Biden has a 10% stake in, this big conglomerate, right through his firm, which they said he was going to divest in, and he never did. This is a lot of money that Hunter Biden just made. No wonder he's sitting front row at the White House. I guess that's like, you know, hey, crackhead, come on over today. You're going to come to the Medal of Freedom Award. Good job, little buddy. You made the crime family a lot of money. You made the Biden crime family a big deal off of this while Americans are suffering, and while you can't afford to do things that you normally can afford to do, while you are suffering and we're supposed to be making things better, we were able to distract the American people and say, okay, we'll release 1 million barrels a day. And when we release that 1 million barrels a day, here's the best part. We'll get to sell some to the Chinese, the same Chinese people that you're involved in. We'll sell them 1 million barrels from the U.S. reserves to the Chinese Communist Party-owned company linked to Hunter Biden firm directly. We'll make some money. Let's do it. Let's go. This is amazing. Wonder how much the White House is going to have to worry about answering questions. Probably not much, because the media doesn't cover this.
Professor valued to be worth a cool $20 million. The sale happened in April. As of this moment, we can't say for sure that Hunter has an ownership stake in this company, nor can we say that he directly profited from the sale. But what's indisputable is this. Hunter Biden is not a Chinese economist. He's not a Chinese energy expert. The only reason why the Chinese would cut him in to their company is so that he can peddle influence back in Washington with his dad and get them really great deals. And you know what? It looks like he did his job.
It looks like he did his job. I go back to that recording of Hunter Biden back in the day, right? Where he's asked that big question about, hey, would you be getting any of these deals if your last name wasn't Biden? He said, no, probably not. CBS, even this morning, CBS News was asked a question or exposed the Biden finances under scrutiny now. And a letter has now been obtained by CBS News to the Treasury Department calling for a probe, and they gave it a whole 30 minutes. Now, CBS News was the exclusive on what I'm about to give you. Okay, they're the exclusive. They had it first, and they gave it 30 seconds of airtime. That's it.
Based on our investigative unit's reporting, the U.S. attorney in Delaware has been probing a number of issues. They include tax fraud, tax evasion, money laundering, as well as whether Hunter James Biden and their business associates complied with foreign lobbying laws. What I can also tell you based on our reporting is that there's a lot of noise and static in the system. Based on my experience, that can be an indicator of conversations and discussions between the two parties on whether they can reach some kind of plea agreement.
That's it. That's all they give you. Right? CBS News has a letter that they've obtained saying about the Treasury Department that they have 150 times his bank accounts, that the sirens have gone off, that he's doing something wrong. Right? This is going wrong. And the press secretary comes out on Biden's voicemail to Hunter Biden, where we now know he's involved in the Chinese deal, saying, I'm not going to talk about alleged material from the laptop because he's a private citizen who's sitting front row at the White House for this award ceremony, but we're going to act like he's somehow separate from the White House, even though he's the president's son.
Why is there a voicemail of the president talking to his son about his overseas business dealings if the president has said he's never spoken to his son about his overseas business dealings?
Well, first I'll say that what the president said stands. So if that's what the president said, that is what stands. And secondly,
about a New York Times article concerning Hunter Biden's business dealings. And he says, I think you're clear. How is that not him talking to his son about his overseas business dealings?
We're not, from this podium, I am not going to talk about alleged materials from the laptop.
So
I will.
Are you disputing this, the president's voice on the voicemail?
I am not going to talk about alleged materials on the laptop.
Are
it's
you
not
disputing
happening.
Then that it is not?
Peter, I refer you to his son's representative.
There it is. One person in the media brave enough to even ask a question. And after that, everybody else shut up. All right, obviously we'll be back here tomorrow, and make sure you hit the auto download button or subscribe button so you get this podcast every day for free. And please help us by writing us a 5-star review. When you do, it allows us to reach so many more people on the podcasting charts. Many people decide what they're going to try to listen to based on rankings. So if you'll write us a review, it would help us tremendously. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
to the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.